This is the Nine News Podcast.
Coming up, the Prime Minister's trek to honour war heroes, tributes paid to stabbing victims, and a war of words with a tech billionaire. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin with your lunchtime Nine News Podcast. The Prime Minister has begun his trek along part of the Kokoda Track in honour of the Australians killed in World War II. Here's Nine News federal politics reporter Zach De Silva.
Anthony Albanese is spending the lead up to Anzac Day traversing the steep, muddy terrain of Papua New Guinea's Kokoda Track. He's following the narrow foot trail trodden by thousands of Australian soldiers who fought against the Japanese in the Second World War. The PM says it's an honour to follow in their footsteps.
They showed sacrifice and courage and valour.
Also on the walk is Mr. Albanese's PNG counterpart, James Marape. He says the trek is a symbolic journey.
Our two nations will continue on hand in hand, carry each other.
The two leaders will mark Anzac Day at the Isharava War Memorial, the site of some of the fiercest fighting in the Kokoda campaign. In Canberra, Zach De Silva, Nine News.
The New South Wales Premier has expressed his condolences to the loved ones of a mother allegedly murdered by her ex-partner in the state's central west. The body of 28-year-old Molly Ticehurst was found at her home in Forbes. 29-year-old Daniel Billings made no application for bail when facing court charged with murder and contravening an AVO. Molly's father, Tony, has called the loss of his daughter an absolute tragedy. Chris Minns says the hearts of the entire state are with him.
The heartbreak and the anger that he felt would be shared by everybody in New South Wales today, and it would be devastating to the town of Forbes. Everybody in this state is with them today as they go through the realisation of a horrible killing, terrible, horrible killing.
Memorials have been held at Bondi Beach and Sydney's Royal Botanic Gardens to honour victims of the Bondi Junction massacre. Nine News reporter Alex Heinke has more.
It was a simple yet deeply significant gesture at Bondi Beach in the early hours of this morning. At dawn, a paddle out of roughly 200 board riders commemorating those six people who unfortunately lost their lives at Bondi Junction last week. Now, a few words were shared in and then out of the water, but also today, Jade Young's funeral. It will be the first of the six victims and just the start of a long goodbye as this community continues along the path to recovery. In Bondi, Alex Heinke, Nine News.
Billionaire Elon Musk has hit out at the Prime Minister, accusing him of being an advocate for censorship. Here's Nine News federal politics editor Michael Packey.
X, formerly known as Twitter, has been ordered by the federal court to block a series of posts containing a terrorism video. Some social media platforms have agreed to the request to take down vision of the stabbing attack of a Sydney priest, but ex-owner Elon Musk argues the move amounts to censorship. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Musk is not above the law.
This is a bloke who's chosen ego and showing violence over common sense.
The opposition, Simon Birmingham, has told Sky News the coalition is open to tighter laws to rein in the behaviour of social media companies.
The Albanese government needs to look at what other powers are necessary.
In a statement, Musk argues his platform won't be silenced. Michael Packey, Nine News.
A hearing has been set down for next week to discuss legal costs after Bruce Lehrman's defamation loss in the federal court. Network 10 argues Lehrman should cover all of its costs for defending the case after a judge upheld the truth defence, while the former Liberal staffer's lawyers suggest a more nuanced approach because the qualified privilege defences failed. Almost 500,000 vapes with an estimated street value of more than $15 million have been seized from a warehouse in West Melbourne. Nine News reporter Madeline Burke has more.
It's the largest ever seizure of vapes in Australian history. Police searched a warehouse on Lennon Street last week after suspecting it was being used by an organised crime syndicate for the trafficking of illicit tobacco products. The raid was part of a joint operation involving the TGA and Victoria Police. Six people were arrested at the warehouse, five local men and a 33-year-old from Adelaide. All six were interviewed and released pending further inquiries. In Melbourne, Madeline Burke, Nine News.
Health experts are warning against seeking medical advice from social media. Latest data shows 8 in 10 young Australians are turning to TikTok for answers. Australian Medical Association New South Wales President Dr. Michael Bonning says this can pose a number of issues.
TikTok is an algorithm like any other on social media that serves you what you want to see. It's driving people to fad dieting, cleanses, and the assessment of it has been that less than 1 in 40 of the claims, so less than 2.5% of them, are actually backed by any science.
In finance, the Australian dollar is buying 64 US cents.
Sport.
Melbourne and Richmond will welcome back several stars for Wednesday night's Anzac Day clash. The Tigers will get back Dylan Grimes and Jacob Hopper. D's coach Simon Goodwin says regaining Cozzy Pickett from suspension is a big boost.
It's great to have him back. You know, obviously he's an important player to us and we missed him against Brisbane. So he brings an energy to our forward half. He hits the scoreboard. He brings a different dynamic to our midfield. So, he's really important to get him back into our team.
The effects of head injuries have brought another NRL career to an end. Sharks veteran Dale Finucane has announced his retirement after 13 seasons in the NRL. The 32-year-old has made the decision based on medical advice due to repeated concussions. Retired Australian golfer Jeff Ogilvie has been named a captain's assistant for the international team for this year's President's Cup in Canada. And in the Big Bash, the Sydney Thunder has traded its second-round draft pick to bring in fast bowler Wes Agar from the Adelaide Strikers. I'm Rhiannon Solomon-Marin. That's the Nine News podcast. For the latest in news, tune in to Nine News at 6 p.m.